who was Ada Lovelace, and why is she important to particularly to young engineers, young women engineers today?
So Ada Lovelace is often called the first computer programmer, and she really was a visionary when it came to imagining how important a computer could be and what sorts of things a computer could do. But she was actually the daughter of Lord Byron, the Romantic poet, and Annabella Milbank, Baroness Wentworth. So she was born actually 200 years ago this year. And you might think that the Victorians wouldn't have a computer for her to think about, but in actual fact, Charles Babbage was a good friend of Ada Lovelace's, and he had invented a mechanical clockwork computer called the analytical engine. And Ada was absolutely fascinated by this and became an expert in how it might work. And she wrote a program to calculate Bernoulli numbers. But she also saw that a general purpose computing machine, if it could be programmed with the right data and algorithms, could be used to create art and music, which was an absolutely huge leap, conceptual leap at that point, because they didn't have that kind of a concept of a machine. Machines could do what you told them to do and nothing more. So she's really a great figurehead, because she really was in 100 years ahead of her time. Her work wasn't recognized until the 1940s when Alan Turing discovered it. So she really is an important figure in the history of computing. But, you know, as a woman and as a very early computer visionary, she has often been overlooked.
Yes, and how much education was she able to have, particularly at that time?
Well, this was definitely an era where women didn't get an education, but her mother, Annabella, was very keen on maths. She'd been educated by Cambridge professors in maths and science, and there was a real fear that Annabella had that Ada would inherit her father's poetic tendencies. So she had her daughter schooled in maths and science in order to try and impose some rigor of thought so that Ada wouldn't kind of run away with a Byronic poetic personality. And Ada did inherit quite a lot of her personality from her father, and she was actually quite poetic, but she saw maths as the poetical science.
Well, now you were the founder of this day back in 2009. Why do you think that it is so important for modern day, for future generations to know about Ada Lovelace?
I think for me, Ada is an amazing figurehead. She's a woman that I can relate to in terms of how excited she would get about science and math. But Ada Lovelace Day really is about all women in STEM, in science, technology, engineering, and math. And it's really about celebrating women whose stories haven't been told and re-examining some familiar faces, perhaps, whose stories have been edited over the years. So people like Florence Nightingale, who is seen as the woman who professionalized nursing, which she did, but she was also an amazing statistician, and she invented the polar area graph, which is a type of pie chart. So her statistics work is often overlooked because people see her as, the caring nurse. So it's really about kind of reassessing the history of women in STEM and also looking at what women are doing today.
Yes, an enormous amount. And also how this is impacting women living in developing countries that ordinarily might not have been able to pursue science.
Yes, this year we actually have, I think it's now 135 independent Ada Lovelace Day events happening around the world. And we have at least one event on every continent. So we've got a couple in Africa. We've got some in Asia, Australia. We've even got an event in Antarctica. So it really is about giving people an opportunity and encouraging people to put on events that serve their local community. And we get all sorts of different types of events. Some of them are more traditional talks and presentations. There's lots of Wikipedia editathons, and we get art exhibitions and all kinds of stuff. So it's a really fun day to get involved in something that really is a global celebration.
Okay, well, thank you so much for speaking with me today.
It's been a pleasure.